This is MSO Sports. I'm Rick Moore. Time for a Monday morning chat now with St. John's Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre. Coach, welcome back and congratulations on another win.
Hey, Rick. Thanks for having me on again. Yeah, it was a good win on the road in conference, so it was good to get our feet wet that way. So good to be back.
Not much rust on the engine, I guess, as you guys come out firing.
Yeah, we challenged the kids to start fast. Defense got a 3-and-out. And offense responded with a two-play drive, two big plays, and up 7-0 before you knew it, which is, you know, as a coach, you love to draw it up that way, and it happened to work out. And I just thought the kids came out with a great sense of purpose, and we had a really good week of practice leading up to it. I think they were excited to get back to, you know, live action against a different opponent after the bye week. So all in all, it was a really good day for us.
I saw your interview after the game with the St. John's Prep student announcers. And at that particular point, you were pressing home the fact that just about everybody contributed. And that's saying something when you're playing at that level and a long road trip.
Yeah, I think we dressed, I want to say, close to 71 guys that were healthy, and every one of them got in the game.
Wow. Which,
as a coach, when you can get opportunities appropriately for those kids, I mean, you like to do that to reward kids that have been working hard in practice. And we, as we've talked about in the past, we, as a staff, talk about that and do our best to do that. We were able to get a lot of guys a lot of time. We started subbing with about 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. So it was great for those kids to get in, get some experience, varsity snaps, varsity reps, and to have the varsity starter guys kind of take the rest of the day off and cheer on their teammates and get out of it healthy, which I think we did.
Yeah, and it obviously it builds on that for year after year. The more you can get the kids in to play that kind of competition. I want to ask you about your defense, Brian, because you in the paper with Salem News, you did mention you're very pleased with it, and I know that when we talked last week, you know, you're always looking to improve, but you wanted that for the defense. So tell me about their play.
Yeah, we started 7 or 4 minutes to go, or maybe it was 2 minutes, something like that, but there wasn't much time left in the second quarter, and they had -2 yards at that point. St. John's Shrewsbury, and not even a first down. So our first defense didn't give up a first down, which was awesome to see. They also got a safety, got us 2 points. So they set the tone, 3-and-out on the first series, and they just dominated the line of scrimmage. And I thought it was collective. I thought everybody played well. Everybody had a hand in it, but it was really good to see us flying around.
All right, a couple of other quick questions. How do you ramp up competition in practice, because for most schools it's hard to replicate the other team's offense. For you guys, you have a little bit of an advantage, but when you play everybody, that means, you know, some of the varsity, some of your normal starters who get all the playing time, if I could say it that way, didn't get as much. So how do you maintain the intensity of practice during a week after a game like that?
Yeah, it's a great question. I'd invite you to practice, and you could see it. It's pretty intense.
Okay.
Yeah, we go good on good, a decent amount for that reason. But then we gas up our scout teams. We get them ready to go. So it's our twos and our threes. But if you're not seeing a ton of varsity action, but you're still getting in the game, you could be serving on scout team, because that's the way you develop as a player too. So it's just about competition and increasing our level and iron sharpening iron. But we will definitely go one versus one to practice, and then we have a couple guys going both ways, so it's always a fight with the coaches, like who's getting who when we go one-on-one, you know, one versus ones. But we figure it out, and you just have to do it. I just feel like you have to do it.
Yeah.
I'm always holding my breath when I do it, because you don't want injuries and you don't want those things to happen in practice, but the nature of the game and the way we play it and the way we have to play it to be successful is such that we need to be physical and intense in practice, and we do.
Well, I hope you weren't challenging me to participate, because I weigh 150 pounds, Brian. I'm not going to do that. I'll watch from the stands.
We had a tailback who was probably under 130 go for 70 yards the other day, Rick.
Good
place for everyone.
Well, I may be short, but I'm also slow, so that's cool. All right, Coach. Yeah, one final question I think that plays along with what you just mentioned about practice is, Coach Ingram used to tell me that football is an emotional game, and of course it's a physical game, and in some contexts it's a violent game. You're battering each other around. What about discipline? How does that work in terms of your coaching your kids to maintain their cool? Because a lot of times in high school, you lose your discipline when you're angry or you feel like you've been cheap shotted or something like that. So what are the coaching techniques that you guys use?
Well, we talk about as a staff, we got to model behavior that we expect. So it starts with our staff, how we model our behavior in front of the kids. None of us are perfect with it, but we're cognizant of it. Trying to be poised in those moments. But as you said, it's a highly, highly emotional game. Things are going to happen. We've done a really good job of that, but we're not perfect. We certainly have our share of situations here and there that arise in a game, but I think any coach, any team, any program would have that.
Mm-hmm.
It's modeled behavior. You got to do it as the adults in the room. You have to show them how you expect them to act, and you can't ask them to do it if you can't do it yourself. So, it's definitely part of that.
I wish you were part of my professional development program talking to teachers, because you're right, modeling behavior, that's so cool. All right, finally, you got MC coming up, so what's the story?
They're a really good team. This is not your father's MC team coming in here. They're very, very good physically. They're a senior group. They're good up front on both sides of the ball. They have some really nice skill, some good athleticism. I scouted them last week when they played BC High. It was a very even game. And I think BC High is a really good team as well. So that kind of puts it in perspective for me. We're expecting a great challenge. Coach Gaff, Joe Gaff over there at MC, has done a great job rebuilding them. He's a really good coach. He's been in the Catholic Conference. He was at BC High before. So he knows the landscape, and he's a really good coach, and his staff has done a great job, and his kids have really bought in. It'll be a great challenge on homecoming, but we're really looking forward to it. We love the competition, and, they're right up the road. So when they're good, it's better for the Catholic Conference. It's better for the rivalries, and we're looking forward to that.
All right, that's 1 o'clock on Saturday?
That is.
All right. Brian, thank you so much. Have a great week.
You too, Rick.
Take
care.
Thanks. That's Coach Brian St. Pierre of St. John's Prep. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.